What up, peeps? All right. Oh my God. DTV Presents episode 2. Right now, we're going again. If you want the best entertainment of all time, this is the podcast you want to listen to. Right now, I'm going to prank call a comedic friend of mine who is, you know, he's going out for auditions. He's, you know, he's constantly trying to get out there. Dude, this guy's landed big roles, SNL, Daredevil, you name it. He's done it. And I'm going to call him right now, and I'm going to pretend, because actually on Facebook yesterday, I saw that he auditioned in New York City for this role. I don't know what the role is, but I'm going to basically pretend to be a guy who was in the group. I'm hoping this works. If it doesn't, I'm obviously not going to put it out there, but if it works, this is going to be gold. I'm going to call him. I'm going to pretend to be right there. Did you hear the voice? That's the voice of Doug Brenner. And Doug Brenner is going to be a guy who is watching his audition and is letting him know that we are going to pick him for the role. And I'm imagining, you know, if somebody gets a call saying, I was there for the, I was watching your audition and I like what I saw. Now, if you hear that, I'm imagining you're going to be pumped. And you're not even going to be thinking about possibility of a prank call. So I'm going to call Brett. Brett Eidman is his name. And again, he's a comic. He's an actor. He's done it all. I'm going to call him. I'm going to tell him I want him for this role that he auditioned for. And I'm going to make it a little ridiculous. I'm going to see if he will do, let's just say I'm going to see if he will do some nudies. Okay. Will he get naked for the role? Okay. Yeah, we're going to have some fun with it. All right, peeps. You know, if it's not entertaining, it's not going to be on the show. And you know damn well this is going to be entertaining. All right. Now I'm going to call Brett Eidman. I'm going to pretend to be Doug Brenner. And we're going to see how far I can push this man. On DTV Presents. Here we go. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Here we go. That's Doug Brenner's voice.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? I'm looking for Brett Eidman.
Yeah, this is Brett. I hope it's not like a solicitation call. I've getting so many of them.
No, unfortunately, Brett, you know, I was, my name is Doug Brenner. I was actually, did you audition about 2 days ago in New York City?
Yes. Let me just lower my TV. Yes, I did. Yeah, yes.
Well, I was one of the gentlemen watching you, and goddamn, Brett, beautiful.
Brett, thank you.
And you know what? I don't want to kind of get you excited, but I'm going to say it what I shouldn't be saying, but I think you got the role there, Brett. How does that feel, buddy?
Well, it feels great. You know, I'm happy. Thank you. Thanks for calling. I mean, geez, you guys are working late tonight, huh?
We're working late. You know, it's we got a lot of coffee going, and I'm not supposed to be I was told not supposed to call you, you know, but why are we going to delay it, you know?
Yeah, I keep late hours anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm glad, and, you know, there was a lot of great people who read some great lines, but you stood out there, Brett, and I just want to say I think you got the part there, guy.
Cool, thanks. Wow, very cool. So what's next?
Well, what's next is we want you to do one more time. Would you mind coming down here and reading for us one more time?
Sure, it'd be my pleasure.
Now, could you do that line one more time? Now, again, it's me versus the world on this one. I was saying I think Brett's the guy. We had a couple people that were saying, you know, because we had a lot of great reads. We had a lot of great reads, but I said you stuck out the most in my mind. You put your heart into it, Brett, and I think that's what it came down to.
Yeah, I always do. Yeah, I give it all I got.
You don't just go in there and read. I think you feel it, and you go for it. Am I right?
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. I try really hard to do the best work I possibly can.
How long have you been in the game there, Brett?
Oh, too long. I've been doing it many years and all different kinds of stuff, you know, and I keep going.
And you keep going. And this part, did you feel it? I felt, because, man, I've watched them all. I've watched so many people come in, give a good read, but it's like they're reading it. But you felt it?
Yeah, I try really hard not to sound like I'm reading the script, and I try to make it my own.
You became one with it, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what I shoot for.
Wow. I mean, you nailed it. I mean, we threw a lob, and you hit a home run with that one there, Brett.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought the script was really good. I mean, it made sense to me.
And this is a good project. We got a lot of people back in this one. The writer on this one, he is top notch. He's an A-pluser.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
You're on board for this.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Could you give
what's next?
Well, I mean, what's that? We're gonna get you on the big screen, there, buddy.
Okay, great.
Can you give me one more read on it? Because I'm telling you, man. When you read those two lines, I was like, ah, this is the guy.
So you want me to do the two lines?
Can you just give me the first two lines? Just take me there, man.
Hold on 1 second. I'm just trying to think about what I did on those. All right, so here we go. Yeah, the cooler's got ice and beer, and you're all gassed up and ready to rock. That was it.
Wow. And that was like, you were there, man.
Thank you.
Wow. I mean, no, you know.
I can relate to the character.
You can relate for the character. And you have the look. Have you been told that? You got the look.
Yeah, with the parts that I get, they say, yeah, you got the look. Yes.
Now, all right. Now, this is a little something. You know, I don't want to make it out of left field there, Brett, but this is something that we've been talking about, but I mean, hey, it works for you because your character might actually get a bigger role, come to push.
That'd be cool.
Now, are you okay with, because there's a part where we want your guy coming out of the shower. Are you all right with Full Frontal?
Yeah, that was fine. Yeah, that's fine.
We can get you do Full Frontal?
Yeah, that's fine.
And can we get you from behind? Because we want you to be your character, man. We want him to be able. We're going to follow you. We're going to do a dolly, and we're gonna follow you into the living room from the bathroom. So we're going to get you from behind, then we're going to get you from the front. A lot of people have problems with that, but I'm like, not Brett.
Would I be able to wear like a prosthetic?
A prosthetic what there, Brett?
A prosthetic penis. So this way I don't have to just show my penis. Like, I mean, I don't mind showing my ass. But my penis, I don't know. I'm not, that's going to be a little much.
A problem to where we might need to recast?
Well,
because then we're going to go into special effects. We're going to have to use the green screen, and we're looking for long. You want us a special exit?
Something. I'll have to talk to my manager about that. I have gone out for roles before where they wanted my penis, but they said that they would put a prosthetic on it so people wouldn't know, but it would at least I would feel kind of protected,
Protected from what, STDs?
No, not STDs. No, but I don't know. I don't feel comfortable, showing that, I just don't feel comfortable. I mean, I guess maybe if I was huge, I would be want to wave it around, but I'm not that big, I mean.
So you mean we need someone to fluff? Of those, X-rated?
I'm sorry?
Like one of those X-rated, you need someone to fluff? I mean,
coming out of
a shower, we're looking for realism, and no one usually comes out erect there, Brett.
No, I don't know, but if I wore a prosthetic, it would be a lot better, a lot more comfortable for me, and it will look real. I mean, the prosthetics now look amazing. I was up for a role on the TV series Deuce, and we're going to use a prosthetic, and I was okay with that. They asked my manager a couple times, are you sure Brett's okay with with wearing a prosthetic, and because he's going to be with a hooker and stuff, and it was fine. So they had me audition a couple times, but maybe it just wasn't right for the part or something. I don't know what happened, but maybe next time. But I don't know. I would have to talk to my manager about this, to see if I because I do feel kind of uncomfortable just being naked like that.
You know, can I be real with you, Brett, on this one?
Sure.
You know, I mean, when you got to, oh my God, I'm going to put my feet up on my desk. Is that all right?
I don't care. Sure.
You know, when you got to deal with managers, it's always a pain. You know, we're trying to get the film going. We're trying to get the movie in motion, and then we got to talk to you. Now we got to I got to tell my secretary to talk to your manager, and all we're doing is we're talking about penis. You know,
yeah, I know.
Everyone's got them. You know, you talk to any male on the street, he's got one. I don't have to talk to anybody's manager about it. They got one.
No, but I do all my stuff through her. I mean, she's the one who's going to get paid, and then she pays me.
She is in charge of your penis. I mean, listen, Brett, if you could just take a minute for yourself and listen to that.
She's in charge of my penis. She's in charge of, like, booking me jobs and stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you're saying, hey, manager lady, can you verify my penis? Do you hear how silly that sounds there, Brett?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that she...
What I'm hearing, though, Brett, is you're saying, hey, manager, can I take out my penis for Doug Brenner?
No. I told her a while ago that I don't feel comfortable about doing these type of things because she asked me, should I submit you for roles that show your penis? And I was like, nah, I can try to skip that if you can. And if we're going to do it, let them use a prosthetic and we'll be done with it.
Everyone's got them there, Brett. Fun fact for you there, buddy.
I just feel uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Because you don't think I got one either there, Brett, don't you?
No, I didn't say that. I'm sure you
do. I got one there, Brett.
I'm sure you do.
I can send it to you via text there, buddy.
No, that's okay. You don't have to.
How about this? You know what? How about this? I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. How about that there, buddy?
That's fine.
How about you send me a picture of your ding-a-lang, and if I don't think it's suitable for the film, I'll get somebody else to come on in, and they'll do their penis for your penis.
I don't feel comfortable about any of this stuff, but I think, you know, I have to tell my manager to give you a call.
What, your manager, your mama?
Lady, I love the lady, but you know she's great.
But she's in charge of your penis, there.
She is. She's in charge of my penis. Yeah,
it's you know how that comes back to me. It sounds weird, there, Brett. You can see my eyes. I'm trying to cast the movie, and you're saying if you want my penis, talk to my manager. I just want you to walk up out of bed, walk into the bathroom. And that's all I want, but I got to talk to your manager about the penis.
But the penis thing is only part of it. I can't book gigs on my own. It has to go through her. You know, whether it's my penis or not, she's got to take care of it. She's the one who's going to sign the contract and take care of the arrangements. And I show up and hopefully do a great job, you know, that's it. You know, that's the way it goes. I mean, I would love to do the film. I would love to be part of it, but I just don't feel comfortable about showing my penis.
Can I ask you a question there, Brett?
Yeah, sure.
Do you like money there, Brett? Do you like it?
Sure. How much? Are you going to pay me extra to show my penis?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, not even. But I mean, what for your that part that you came in and you read for? And goddamn, Brett, that was a great reading. I mean, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. In my mind, when you were reading that, all I kept saying to myself was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
$18,000, Brett. That's what you're getting for that role. And all I'm saying is, when you walk out of the bathroom, I want to see your penis. I'm sorry?
You said 18 grand?
18 grand, Brett. For you to read off 7 lines, walk out of the bathroom, I'm going to get, the director wants a shot of your penis. The director wants a shot of your behind with your ball bag there. And you're going to walk around the room, and you're going to say 2 more lines, and that's it for you. That's it for your role. but you will be forever remembered. And I'm getting a hassle, and I could go to Johnny Depp. I could go to Johnny Depp with this role.
Johnny Depp, I don't think he's going to do it for $18,000. But I didn't know. First of all, is this like a one day shoot? Like, this is just from what I understand, it was a one day shoot, and it was just a few lines, and then I was fine with that. And then I know it's shooting pretty soon. I didn't know it was $18,000. I thought it was just a union scale thing, you know, and I was okay with that too. But $18,000 is a lot of money.
Well, Brett, if you don't like money, man, we'll give it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying there, Brett?
No, I'm not saying no.
Your pants is so much money, I'll take it to somebody else.
No. I just didn't think, you know, I didn't think it was that much money. She never told me there was that kind of money. You know, so I just thought it was just a regular, you know, probably maybe $1,000 and union thing, and that would be it. But she didn't mention $18,000, and she also didn't mention that I was going to be showing my penis.
Well, you know, again, originally, yeah, your role was small, but we decided to maybe extend it a little bit, huh? And I mean, $18,000 for me, that's nickels and pennies. You know what I'm saying?
Well, for me, it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry on that there, guy. Man, that's nothing for me.
I do okay. I mean,
that's nothing for me, though, Brett.
Well, good for you. I mean, that's great. I mean, I'm happy.
Nothing for me.
I wish I was in that position.
I ain't showing my penis for $18,000.
Oh, but it's okay for me to show it.
Well, you're saying you ain't got it there, Brett.
Well, I do have it.
Oh, you have $18,000 in your pocket.
No. I have a penis. I thought you said, you ain't got it. I thought you were talking about my penis. You ain't got it.
I have $18,000 in my pocket and a penis.
Oh, so you have $18,000 in your pocket to pay for my penis to be, for this role.
Well, it's not coming out of my pocket. I'm saying I'm well endowed, and my wallet's well endowed there, Brett.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's...
But if it's pulling teeth, I'm not going to deal on the phone. Your reading was good, but it wasn't that good.
Well, I mean, you said I was... Okay, now you're saying something different than what you said before.
Well, you're making me pull teeth there, Brett.
No, I don't mean to be difficult.
Any other person in your shoes are saying, I'll take the role and I want the money.
You're probably right.
But you.
I just said just a little uncomfortable. But I didn't know it was $18,000 for one day, and that would really be very, very helpful. It would be great. It would be good for my career, and it would be good for my pocket and my family. So
Your family wouldn't mind looking at your penis.
I'm sorry?
Your family wouldn't mind looking at your penis as long as it was an $18,000 penis. Am I right there? All right.
I don't really think they'll care. I mean, I'm not even sure. Well, I guess I'll tell them about it, but I mean, they'll have to deal with it. And plus, you know, the money goes to them anyway. So it's a family effort. So they don't care about my penis. They just care about surviving and living and, you know, and paying their bills too. So the more money I make, it goes to everybody in my family. So it's not just me.
Now you know your character was the doorman, correct? Now, I'm just saying, push comes to shove, if this extends to where I want it to go, but I'm not saying it will, you will be able to kiss another man. Is that correct?
No, that I didn't know.
No, I'm saying if it does, but that's only gonna be if need be.
No, I don't think that's gonna happen. The character's name is Dylan.
Dylan.
That's the character.
Yes, I'm aware there, Brett. We're going over the fine print here.
Okay, sorry.
So you'll do everything need be for this role, brother.
I mean, I don't know where you went with it, with the kissing the guy. I didn't see that in the script at all, and I wasn't even told about that.
Well, I don't, Brett, what do you know about their show business there, Brett?
I know a pretty good amount. I've been doing this a long time.
Well, you know, there's something called script changes there, Brett, and it might happen. All right, that's something that we discussed.
I'm going to show my penis and I'm going to kiss a guy. And what else are you going to make me do?
Well, Brett, I think that would be the end of it right there.
That's it?
That might just be it, and then you got $18,000 spent on your friends and family for this Christmas.
Well, I can't call her now because it's too late, but I'll have to call Marianne in the morning and tell her about this and see what we can do. You know, I'll have to...
Yeah, if you can't make up your own mind, I guess call somebody else there, Brad.
No, it's not a question. I just want to go over with her and see if she's okay with everything.
I want to talk to you there, Brad.
You can talk to me. I can't do anything on my own.
You need your mommy?
No, I work with her. I signed a contract with her. I got a 4-year contract with her, and if I do anything, I want to make sure I do everything right.
Well, Brett, you're disappointing us in the film business.
Well, I mean, the film business, you know about dealing with contracts, and I can't underhand. I can't just go ahead and just agree with everything and just when negotiating my contract. That's not my job. My job is to go there and do a great job with the acting part of it, but she has to handle my paperwork. I signed a contract with her that she would handle everything. You know, that she would be, that she's the one who takes care of everything. She pays me. You pay her, then she pays me.
Brick, can I talk to you as a man?
Yeah, sure.
As a man.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious right now.
Hey, go ahead.
Brett. As a man.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
No, Brett.
I'm listening.
Brett.
Yeah.
As a man.
Okay.
Brett.
Yeah.
As a man.
I know you said that.
No, but no. We're gonna take everything what I said, put it to the side.
Okay.
Now I want to talk to you as a man.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
As a man.
Okay.
Are you with me on this one, Brett?
Yes, yeah.
No, Brett, as a man.
Right, I'm a man too, yes.
I want to talk to you as a man.
Right, go ahead.
100, no, Brett.
Yeah.
I want to talk, like, what I'm laying on the table with the money, with the role, what you got to do, I want to talk to you as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with, as a man, Brett? I'm not hearing man from you.
I'm okay with that.
No, I want the man. I don't want to talk to Brett. I want to talk to Brett the man.
Right, this is Brett the man.
Who am I talking to right now?
This is Brett.
No, I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to the man.
All right, this is... Okay, so I don't know what to tell you.
I want to talk to the man.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know what to tell you. You know, I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to...
Can I talk to the man, please?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. You're laughing. It is kind of funny.
Brett, I'm so sorry. This is Ryan from DTV Podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You had me on the phone for 20 minutes.
I know. Well, you were. I had you being nude.
This hour for somebody to call, but you know,
show business
is so
wacky. I'm so sorry. I thought it would work because I saw you posted that you were doing an audition.
Yeah, I'm auditioning all the time. That was the thing, you know.
I got you to show your penis, which is cool.
Yeah, which is, you know,
you had no problem with that. I was shocked.
No, I was.
You will show your penis to anybody, is what you're saying.
For a nickel, I will.
For your nickel and your butt, you're all day for the butt. The penis took a minute, but your butt, show it all day.
Believe me, if anybody wants to see my butt, they can see it. It'll make them sick.
What about the man? Because that's where it seemed to lose you, and I couldn't hold it anymore.
I just thought I was talking to Ric Flair for a while. You gotta be the man, to be the man, or whatever I said.
You were like, I am the man. What do you want to talk about? I'm so sorry. I feel really bad. Did you think at any point this was legit? I mean, what did you think of the talent guy? I mean, did I sum him up well, or?
You know what? He sounded like this other guy that I dealt with. this is absolutely true story. I dealt with this guy for a couple of years, and every time I would speak to him, my part got smaller and smaller. And until he says, I'm sending you a contract, and then we sent the contract, and I signed it and sent it back to him, and all of a sudden, and I'm like, wait a minute, that was a different, I thought they were kind of like hiding the name of the character, because sometimes they do that, like Marvel Comics, I did Daredevil.
Oh, you did Daredevil, yeah.
Yeah, and they when I auditioned, they didn't tell me what show it was for, they didn't, the character's name was different, and the whole deal, you know, so I thought when I got this film role, with this other guy, he jerked me around for, I don't know, 2 to 3 years, and So I signed the paper, and it just didn't seem like the same character name. Then I had to call up the production company and ask them what the story is. And then he told me that, you know, I'm going to be a guy who's fighting somebody, a sumo wrestler in a restaurant, a bar. And I'm going to have like 2 lines. And he was, oh man, it was just a horror show. I ended up not doing it. The agent at the time I was working with told me you really should bail on this, and I said, yeah, I think I should, because they're going to have me drive upstate, you know, 5 hours and stay over and all this stuff, and just, you know, pay me nothing. Well, it certainly wasn't $18,000.
I know, that's a lot. I had no idea. I just threw a number out. That's a lot for a small role.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, most of this stuff, like if it's
TV, what was, if you show penis though?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna get that much for the TV show Deuce. I mean, I was gonna get like I think about $1,000 or $1,200 or something. I don't remember, because they asked me, I auditioned, they asked me if I was available and I would be okay with a prosthetic, and then I said yes, because I was gonna be banging a whore.
Oh, nice.
Hooker. They're gonna barge into the room, and then I have to run out and say, hey, thanks a lot, you set me up, and, you know, that kind of thing. So, but still, it was, you know, I it's a good show. I mean, it's a Netflix show, I think. Is it, oh, no, HBO?
What, Daredevil?
No, HBO.
Oh, HBO.
I think, I'm not sure. Daredevil's on Netflix. Yeah, Daredevil's on Netflix. I'm on season 3, episode 8.
That's badass.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was my character Doug Brenner like as pushy as those gentlemen? Like, for people that are trying to break into the business, is that something to expect? Or
I thought it was bullshit. You know, a couple minutes in, you know, but these guys are, you know, all these guys are whacked out of their freaking mind. So it's really like I talked to guys like that before.
You don't want to burn a bridge, is what you're saying?
No, of course not. I mean, I was actually. I was thinking about really like just hanging up on the guy, because I just thought it was just like, you know, after a while I said, this is bullshit.
But you when know. You hear 18,000, maybe I'll toughen this one out a little bit.
Yeah, which is quite crazy to pay me 18,000. I mean, nobody's going to the theater to see me.
18,000 for your penis, though.
Yeah, I know, for my penis, and that's sight unseen. You're going to pay me 18,000 for my penis that you didn't even see yet.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
it could be like a major deformity. You're gonna pay $18,000 for that? You're gonna ask me for 18. You're gonna ask for a refund.
Man, all right. Wow, that was amazing. I mean, like, you handle it. Like, is that, like, again, for people that are trying to break into the biz, is that, like, you know, basically you got to yes it. Everything I asked you to do, you said, I'll do it. I got to just verify with my manager. But, yeah, whatever you want me to do. You want to show my behind? I'll do that. Just never turn down a role, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, it's really bizarre, because she would have called me to say, they want to offer you the role.
For the penis. Would she mention the penis?
I never talk to these people, really. Like, it depends on what it is. I mean, if it's a union job and stuff, then I'm not talking to these guys. The only thing I talk to is the production people, and they if I have to go down for a fitting, or I have to know where I have to go and what time. But usually, I don't talk to any of the producers or the directors and stuff like that. You know, it's just my manager and the casting people, you know, and my manager calls up and says, oh, they auditioned, you went on, they want you, and are you available for Tuesday? And you're going to play this role? And you know, and then she would have said to me, they wanted to know if you would be okay with showing your penis, which I've been asked that before.
You have? Oh, so this is not new. This is not new to you.
No, no, no.
Wow. People want that peen.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't seen it. I've never shown it.
But they know, they suspect something great down there.
No, not, I don't think they're expecting anything. They just want to make you see. I think they just want to say, well, will you show his penile? And they, yeah, he will. Okay. So, and they actually did with Deuce, they required that you wear a prosthetic.
They you need to wear like a cock?
You have to wear, yeah. They give you a prosthetic. Like they didn't even ask me if I wanted to, like, you know, be bare ass. You know, like they said, you know, by the way, you know, would you have a problem with showing your penis? Even with the with the prosthetic on, and I was like, no, not at all. You know, if you put a prosthetic on, I'm fine with that.
You
know,
you do get more for that, though. That's like a guaranteed, like, oh, and they want nudes, so I get more money.
There may be a little bit more money. I didn't get the role, so I just, like, I don't know what the I forget what the deal was, but it wasn't like a big deal. It wasn't $18,000. I mean, it was probably just a normal union thing, which could be $1,000 for the day.
All right.
Which is not bad.
That's not bad at all, no.
You know, and this kind of call. Yeah, I mean, this would happen more with a non-union type of, you know, a non-union type of film or something that's not really on the up and up, and something that's going to be a freaking headache for whoever gets the role. You know, it's that would have, I mean, I was really getting ready to say, I gotta go to sleep, and, you know, so I'll call my manager tomorrow morning first thing, and we'll work this out, and you know, I just, and then I was like, during it, I was thinking, like, I really don't want to work with this idiot.
He sounds awful.
He sounds ridiculous. I mean, who the hell, like, and also, like, the audition, I don't really remember a guy sitting in the back. I thought it was just a couple of women there, so it was kind of, like, weird.
Yeah, you know, I kind of took advantage of Facebook, and I saw that you did one, and I was like, maybe if I thought, yeah, I was a guy in the background, I'd get you. So I went for it, you know, and I, you know, it seems like I kind of got you, kind of didn't. You didn't want to hang up just in case it was real, you know.
Yeah, I was sensing that it wasn't, but I didn't want to hang up because I said, you know, maybe this guy's whacked out of his freaking mind, but this is money to me, mate. Sure. You know, I'll work with him.
Nice. All right. Well, you know what? This is I finally got my DTV Presents podcast back up in action.
Cool.
I know I pranked you like about a year ago. Not saying you're gullible, but I mean, if I call on my girlfriend's phone, you don't know the number. And I went for it. And this one, you know, I'm going to say it's a home run, but I don't know, you know? You didn't hang up on me, and you didn't say, is this fucking Ryan?
Close.
So
I was getting close.
You were getting close. Was he laughing too much? I felt like my character was laughing too much.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, look, I'm talking to you like a man. I was like, oh, my God, this guy's a fucking idiot.
That's true.
I'm like, holy shit. Like,
how many times?
I'm like, I really don't want to do the part. And I'm going to tell my manager, like, please.
I don't care how much. I don't want to
really,
deal.
He's unethical.
He's unethical. All right. Well, I thank you. I'm going to put it up on your page, you know, on your Facebook page. You can delete it if you want to. But I thought it was great. You handled it like a champ. And you're just a beautiful person all around.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I'm going to try not to prank you anymore in the future. I can't guarantee it, but I'm going to try not to.
That's fine.
All right. Well, and for any directors or producers, you are willing to show your penis for the price.
Absolutely.
Your penis is worth $18,000, and that's just where we're going to keep it. That's your minimum for the penis.
That's my penis minimum.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. It is very late right now. I'm going to let you go to sleep, but you're a beautiful prince, and good night, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night, and I'm very sorry.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Damn, I feel bad. It is late at night. I thought it was going to be solid. You know, he was rolling with it. When you throw $18,000 out there, you got to literally say just yes to everything. A great episode. That was the prank call. And by all means, subscribe. Go to YouTube, DTV Presents. Hit subscribe on that. This is where you're going to get the best podcast. Joe Rogan's cool, but this is way better. So I'm just stamping that right now. Peeps, more to come. I love you all. Peace out.